A Catholic priest has been kidnapped and subsequently released in Ivory Coast. Father Richard Kisi, diocesan director of Caritas in Abidjan, had been kidnapped in the late morning of March 29th by an armed group while traveling to an area within Abidjan to evacuate seminarians. He was later released on March 31st. We spoke with Alistair Dutton, humanitarian director at Caritas Internationalis.
We know that he was traveling to an area within Abidjan to evacuate seminarians from the Grand Seminaire there. And that he was abducted on his way to the seminary. We know that subsequently he was released late yesterday morning. In terms of who had abducted him or quite why, that isn't clear at the moment.
Have there been any other abductions or attacks on Catholics or priests?
I'm not aware of any not abductions anyway. We do know that another priest, whose name escapes me at the moment, apologies, but was unfortunately shot at about the same time as Father Kisi was abducted. I believe that he is seriously ill at the moment as a result of that. There's nothing to suggest that that was directed at him. He may well have been in the wrong place at the wrong time. But those are the two casualties or incidents that we know of that have involved Caritas or church personnel at the moment.
So currently, what are Caritas's concerns for the people of Ivory Coast?
Immediately, of course, it's straight protection of the people and keeping them out of harm's way and away from stray bullets and the violence which is ravaging the country at the moment. So I think first and foremost, it's protection. We have somewhere in the region of 1 million people who've been displaced as a result of the civil insurrection, the vast majority of which are still within the country, but over 100,000 of which have now crossed over into Liberia. So for those who have had to move, who are either living with friends, family, or other families, or have had to make some kind of makeshift shelter for themselves, our immediate concern is to ensure that they have some form of shelter and are able to feed themselves and sleep comfortably at night. Obviously, longer term, the concern will be that Cote d'Ivoire becomes more stable and people can return to their own homes.
Is Caritas on the ground working with the people?
Yes, absolutely. In Cote d'Ivoire itself, Caritas Cote d'Ivoire is a very good organisation which has very strong connections with the different humanitarian agencies of the United Nations and other non-governmental organisations working in the country. And they have an appeal which we as Caritas Internationalis have launched on their behalf. And they're working. They initially had a program out in the west of the area where the displacement initially happened. And more recently, we've just revised that appeal to concentrate on those who have been displaced in and around Abidjan itself. So we have that program within the country. And then we have, within Liberia, the Diocese of Gabanga and Cape Palmas, Catholic Relief Services, which is one of the Caritas members from the United States, and CAFOD, which is Caritas England and Wales. All four of those have programs on that Liberian Cote d'Ivoire border which are helping people who have fled the country. And there's a housing program helping them with food, the basic equipment they need to prepare meals, to sleep at night, etc. So we're trying to maintain a focus on the country, although access is very difficult at the moment because security is so poor, but also working with our Caritas members in the countries surrounding Cote d'Ivoire so that if people are forced to flee the country, we can help them wherever they land.
Well, Alistair, those are all the questions I have for you, but would you like to add anything?
Nothing other than that we sincerely hope and pray for a peaceful settlement within the country, that wisdom will prevail there, and that people will soon be able to return to their homes.